Kaushitaki Upanishad. Introduction. The Kaushitaki Upanishad is divided into four chapters, each dealing with a specific topic. The first affirms and describes rebirth and transmigration of Atman, the soul. The second emphasizes that as prana, breath, is Brahman, each person is Brahman, but is only aware of it according to the extent that he understands and practices. In the third chapter, Indra, representing Atman, offers to Pratardhana, the victorious son of a king, a book on self-knowledge, Prajna. The fourth chapter depicts a dialogue between a Brahmana, a teacher, and a king. Gargya Balaki, the Brahmana, comes to King Ajatashatru and claims he can reveal Brahman to the king. He fails and, as was the custom, becomes the king's pupil. Kaushitaki Upanishad. Chapter 1. Chitra Gangyayani, wishing to perform a sacrifice, chose Aruni as his chief priest. But Aruni sent his son, Shvetaketu, and said, "Perform the sacrifice for him." When Shvetaketu had arrived, Chitra asked him, "Son of Gautama, is there a hidden place in the world where you are able to place me? Or is it the other way? And are you going to place me in the world to which it, that other way, leads?" He answered and said, "I do not know this, but let me ask my teacher." He came to his father and asked, "Thus has Chitra asked me. How shall I answer?" Aruni said, "I also do not know this. Only after having learnt the proper portion of the Veda in Chitra's own dwelling shall we obtain what others give us, knowledge. Come, we will both go." Having said this, he took fuel in his hand like a pupil and approached Chitra Gangyayani, saying, "May I come near to you as a pupil?" He replied, "You are worthy of the knowledge of Brahman, O Gautama, because you were not led away by pride. Come hither, I shall make you know clearly." And Chitra said, "All who depart from this world or this body go to the moon. In the former, the bright half, the moon delights in their spirits. In the other, the dark half, the moon sends them on to be born again. Verily, the moon is the door of the Svarga, the heavenly world. Now, if a man objects to the moon, if one is not satisfied with life there, the moon sets him free. But if a man does not object, then the moon sends him down as rain upon this earth. And according to his deeds and according to his knowledge, he is born again here as a worm, or as an insect, or as a fish, or as a bird, or as a lion, or as a boar, or as a serpent, or as a tiger, or as a man, or as something else in different places. When he has thus returned to earth, the guru asks, 'Who art thou?' And he should answer, 'From the wise moon, who orders the seasons, when it is born consisting of 15 parts. From the moon, who is the home of our ancestors, the seed was brought. This seed, the deities gathered up in a man. And through an active man, they brought me to a mother. Then I, growing up to be born, a being living by months, whether 12 or 13, was together with my father, who also lived by years of 12 or 13 months, that I might either know it, the true Brahman, or not know it." Footnote: addition of a lunar month, making them 13, is a correction made every fourth year to bring the lunar year in line with the solar year. End of footnote. "Therefore, O ye seasons, grant that I may attain knowledge of Brahman. By my saying the truth, by my toil, beginning with the dwelling in the moon and ending with my birth on earth, I am like a season and the child of the seasons." "Who art thou?" the sage asks again. "I am thou," he replies. Then he sets him free to proceed onward. He, at the time of death, having reached the path of the Devas, comes to the world of Agni, fire, to the world of Vayu, air, to the world of Varuna, to the world of Indra, to the world of Prajapati, and then to the world of Brahman. In that world, there is the lake of impediments, the moments to be spent subduing desire, the ageless river, the tree divine, the city of heroes, the impregnable palace, the doorkeepers, Indra and Prajapati, the hall of Brahman built by Vibhu, ego, the throne of intellect, the couch of endless splendor, and the beloved mind and its reflection, the vision, which weaves the worlds and the nymphs, the mothers of sacred scriptures, nursing the power of understanding, and the rivers leading to the knowledge of Brahman. To this world approaches one who knows this. Brahman says to him, "Run on. By my glory, he has reached the ageless river. He will never age." Then 500 nymphs go towards him, 100 with garlands in their hands, 100 with ointments in their hands, 100 with perfumes in their hands, 100 with garments in their hands, 100 with fruit in their hands. They adorn him with an adornment worthy of Brahman. And when thus adorned with the adornment of Brahman, the knower of Brahman moves towards Brahman. He comes to the lake of impediments, and he crosses it by the mind, while those who come to it without knowing the truth are drowned. He comes to the moments of desire. They flee from him. He comes to the ageless river and crosses it by the mind alone, and there shakes off his good and bad deeds. His beloved relatives obtain the good, his unbeloved relatives the bad he has done. And as a man riding a chariot might look at the two wheels without being touched by them, thus he will look at day and night, thus at good and bad, and at all pairs of opposites and all dualities. Being freed from good and freed from bad, he, the knower of Brahman, moves towards Brahman. He approaches the divine tree, and the odor of Brahman reaches him. He approaches the city heroes, and the flavor of Brahman reaches him. He approaches the palace, and the splendor of Brahman reaches him. He approaches the doorkeepers, Indra and Prajapati, and they run away from him. He approaches the hall, Vibhu, and the fame of Brahman reaches him. He approaches the throne, whose legs, side pieces and cross pieces are various sacred verses. That throne is Prajna, knowledge, for by knowledge, self-knowledge, he sees all. He approaches the couch. That is Prana, vital air. The past and the future are its eastern feet. Prosperity and earth, its western feet. The sacred verses are its sides and cross pieces. The Rik and Saman are the long sheets, east and west. The Yajus, the cross sheets, south and north. The moonbeam, the cushion. The Udgita, the white coverlet. Prosperity, the pillow. On this couch sits Brahman. And he who knows this, who knows himself as one with Brahman sitting on the couch, mounts it first with one foot only. Then Brahman says to him, "Who art thou?" And he shall answer, "I am like a season, and the child of the seasons, sprung from the womb of endless space, from the light, from the luminous Brahman. The light, the origin of the year, which is the past, which is the present, which is all living things and all elements, is the Supreme Self. Thou art the Supreme Self. What thou art, that am I." Brahman says to him, "Who am I?" He shall answer, "That which is, the true Satyam." Brahman asks, "What is the true?" He says to him, "What is different from the divinities, devas, and from the senses, prana, that is, sat, but the divinities and the senses are tyam. Therefore, by that name, satyam, true, is called all this, whatever there is. All this thou art." This is also declared by a verse. "This great rishi, whose belly is the yajus, the head the saman, the form the rik, is to be known as being imperishable, as being Brahman." Brahman says to him, "How dost thou obtain my male names?" He should answer, "By breath, prana." Brahman asks, "How my female names?" He should answer, "By speech, vach." Brahman asks, "How my neuter names?" He should answer, "By mind, manas." "How smells?" "By the nose." "How forms?" "By the eye." "How sounds?" "By the ear." "How flavors of food?" "By the tongue." "How actions?" "By the hands." "How pleasures and pain?" "By the body." "How joy, delight and offspring?" "By the organ." "How journeyings?" "By the feet." "How thoughts, and what is to be known and desired?" "By knowledge, prajna, alone." Brahman says to him, "Water indeed is this my world, the whole Brahman world, and it is thine. Whatever victory, whatever might belongs to Brahman, that victory and that might he obtains who knows this, yea, who knows this."